And now we have our Please Explain segment with Hans Lee speaking with Dr. Brian Chu of Macquarie University, explaining a bit about commodities.
This week we are delving into the world of commodities. From gold to oil, silver to copper, it's been one of the hottest business topics of 2016. Forbes has called it the best bargain of right now, and NYMEX crude oil over the past 12 months has experienced a price range of over $24, and in February was at 15-year lows.
I think the most important feature of the commodities market is how it affects the price levels of the general economy. So when you go and fill up your car, you're driven by the oil prices. The wages are also driven by how much it costs for a company to buy certain commodities, for example, whether it's oranges or cattle or metals. That's actually how much it costs them to operate the business, and then they slap on top of that a profit margin from which they're actually making an earning. So the commodities market actually drives the price level of the economy.
Why do you think have commodities become so important to an investor's portfolio?
I think with the investors at the moment, there are so many other choices of what assets to buy. So, for example, they could invest in stocks or bonds or property, but most of those are now overpriced because they've just basically been talked up and hyped up. But commodities are now important because their prices have come down substantially, especially, for example, oil came down from its peak from back in 2013, gone down by 50%. Gold has fallen from its peak of $1,900 in 2011 September to about $1,330 an ounce. So there's substantial opportunities for investors to make money, but there's also the importance that these are the markets where they drive a company's input costs. So if you're a primary producer, you will need to be able to pay attention to those price levels in order to make the right decisions,
okay,
and
well,
therefore generate profit.
Yeah, well, let's take along that point of prices here. Do you see commodities reaching even bigger significance for the rest of 2016? Because I know you were saying that gold has only come back from a high of about $1,600 an ounce, and oil has been such a big story all year.
Yeah, sorry. As you were saying, I think that commodities prices can actually go up substantially once the effect of the quantitative easing, that is currency printing by the central bank, have reached a stage where everyone's worked out that the game is up and there is so much more currency and liquidity in the market than there are assets to soak it up. And commodities are basically one of the last frontier for all of these liquidity to be siphoned off to. Once people realize property, they can keep building new properties, so therefore prices shouldn't be going up there. Once they realize governments have borrowed way too much, so therefore government bonds are no longer worth the price that they should be, the market's kind of paying for, they're going to go and buy up commodities because you can't print metal. You can't create cows out of thin air. You have to actually dig it out of the ground or you're going to have to cultivate them.
So can I just clarify what you're saying here then? You're saying that commodities are becoming kind of the last resort in a way because property and stocks are so overvalued?
Yes, that's right. Basically, your price should be a reflection of supply and demand. And at the moment, the supply of all the other assets are increasing, whereas commodities, the supply and demand, the supply of these commodities are at a relatively fixed pace that you've got to actually still dig it out. So that's why people are going to realize eventually this is where they should put their cash in.
Yeah, Dr. Brian Chu there from Macquarie University giving us the lowdown on commodities.